We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fifth chapter, the eighth Mishnah. Shiva Minei Puranot Bein Olam Al Shiva Gufei Avera. Seven types of Puraniyot, harmful things, disasters come to the world because of seven types of Gufei Avera. Guf really means a body. Different types of different bodies of transgressions. Miktzatan me'asrin u miktzatan einan me'asrin. If part of the people are tithing their fruits, part are not. Rav shel batzoret ma. So then Hashem brings on a famine that stems from drought. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, ra'av haba mipnei mniyat hagshamim b'itam. That's a famine that's a product of rains not raining at the proper time. Those who don't know, this year, Tavshin Ayin Chet, has been a very dry year. And so we should all add in our prayer, a prayer for rain. If you look in the Ashkenazi Sidurim, under Shomea Tefillah, there's a prayer about the rain. V'aneinu borei olam b'midat rachamim, bocher v'amol l'adea godlo v'adrat kevodo, Shomea Tefillah, tentanu motar al p'nei adama. You'll see it's a long prayer that we add in Shomea Tefillah, and we should be adding it already. Hopefully we will have rain this year. Miktzatan reivim u'miktzatan seveim. Being that some people are tithing and some aren't, so some will be hungry and some won't. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, midah keneged midah. Hashem pays in kind with what we have done. Gameru shelo le'aser. If everyone decided, we're not tithing, we're short on food, we're not tithing. Rav shel muma v'shel batzoret ma. Then Hashem brings a very different type of famine. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Gameru shelo le'aser shekulam eina me'asrim. If no one's tithing, Rav shel batzoret v'shel muma ba ze rav haba mechamat milchama u'puraniyot habein livnei adam ve'inan yechulin la'avod et admatam. That's a different type of famine. There's war. People can't even work the fields. So then there's really no produce. That's a very different type of famine. So Hashem causes dismay. Hashem causes a disruption of the natural order of things through war or something else. And then everyone ends up being hungry because no one's planting, no one's working the fields, and there isn't enough produce. Hashem pays in kind because everyone's decided they're not tithing. If people decide, we're not only not tithing, we're not giving the Kohen the little bit of dough we're supposed to give him when we make bread. So then, Rav shel Klayaba explains Rabbeinu Yonah, if everyone decides we're not tithing and we're not taking off that dough that we're supposed to give the Kohen, what's called chala, so then Rav shel Klayaba, shana shelo yordu gshamin kol ikar. Hashem makes a year where there's no rain whatsoever. If people transgress more, so then Hashem makes bigger problems. And again, they're all a wake-up call. We have to do tshuva. Dever bala olam. Why do dever, they translate it as pestilence. So the idea here is there's some kind of plague. People are dropping like flies. There's some kind of disease. People are dropping like flies. That's a dever. Why? Al mitot amura b'torah shelo nimsu levetin. Because there are things where the Torah says people who transgress that get the death penalty, but it's death at the hands of heaven. It's not a death penalty administered by the court. And that's what's called karet, mitot bidei shamayim. So these things, Hashem sometimes wipes the slate, so to speak, by bringing different illnesses or diseases. Ve'al peirot shvi'it. Another thing that Hashem brings that these diseases or these plagues is because of the fruits of the seventh year. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, she'inam chaleh otam min habayit v'osem mehem schora ve'asur. If people disregard Shemitah and they don't ensure that the food is available to other people, and when the food is finished for everyone, they take out from their food for everyone, or people do business with the food of Shemitah, so then the Torah warns us, this is one of the dangers. Hashem is very, Hashem gives us very harsh warnings about Shemitah. Mishum shenema lo ochla velo lischora. The Torah says Shemitah food is supposed to be eaten and available for everyone, and it's not supposed to be used for business. Cherev ba'ala olam, why does war come to the world? Alinui adin. Because people delay giving ruling, even if the court reached a conclusion, but they have a mitzvah not to torment the people involved in the court case. When a person's in court, so it consumes them. I heard a brilliant line. The quickest way to bankruptcy is a lawsuit that wins. People think because they're going to win the lawsuit, they're willing to invest everything they got into it. And then they do. And then they don't realize that they lose their business and they lose everything that they tried to build in their lives. So they're going to win the lawsuit, but they might lose everything else. So, inui adin, when a court delays giving their ruling, that's called inui adin. The Mishnah says, Hashem brings sword, in other words, war to the world, al inui adin, shebetin makvinat adin leduno, v'afr pishu ba'ulem, where the court, even though they know the right answer, they delay giving it. Ve'alivut adin, when the court does something that's ivut adin. And they rule incorrectly. What's that called?
Injustice. Corruption. To misconstrue ruling or justice.
There's a word for it. Okay. When the courts go against the justice, when they... So then, mizakin tachayav umchayvin tazakai, if they rule incorrectly, the person who's chayav, they say isn't, and the person who's zakai, they say is. And when they get it backwards, so then there's... that's a cause for war. And when people rule in Torah and they're ruling incorrectly. When a person is not fit to give a halachic ruling and they give a halachic ruling, or even if a person's fit for giving ruling, but they give ruling that's incorrect. All of these are included. And so this is a very scary Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us when you see certain things, you should realize where they're coming from.